T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. CNN has suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely after documents revealed how involved Cuomo was in helping his brother, the governor, with his sexual harassment defense. Let's head over to CNN's headquarters on the West Side. Getting a live update here from our Roger Stern. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Glenn. CNN issued a statement saying, in part, when Chris admitted to us that he offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules. In August, Cuomo seemed to downplay his involvement in his brother's defense.
I know where the line is. I can respect it and still be there for my family, which I must.
But newly released emails and testimony transcripts reveal that Chris Cuomo worked his sources to get more info on his brother's accusers and advised the governor's staff on a response. Here's what Rebecca Aguilar of the Society for Professional Journalists has to say.
It is unethical for any journalist to use their position, their sources, their contacts, their influence to help any family or any friends during an investigation by law enforcement.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live outside CNN headquarters on the West Side.
Frightening scene in Cypress Hills, fire and explosion at a house in Brooklyn overnight. Let's see what we know so far. Our Samantha Liebman has our update again from Cypress Hills. Sam?
The 3-alarm fire started by a blast in the basement of one of these row homes here on Vermont Street by Jamaica Avenue. Video captured the explosion around midnight. Fire spreading up the 3-story building and into 3 adjacent buildings. The 2 people in the upper floor of the home where it happened were able to get out on their own with non-life-threatening injuries. A total of 6 people injured, 2 taken to the hospital. The Red Cross now helping the 54 people displaced as the city determines whether this row of homes is structurally sound. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Cypress Hills.
A large menorah at a Queens intersection just put there, knocked over by vandals over the weekend, part of a Hanukkah display on a traffic island, Union Turnpike on Hollis Hills. Now, this is apparently the very same place where a menorah was knocked over and damaged 7 years ago, the toppling this time leaving most of these lights broken. As police investigate, they're also at the same time now searching for 3 teenage girls in a series of suspected anti-Jewish attacks in Brooklyn where the suspects targeting kids. The children, age 9, 12, and even 3, in incidents in Bed-Stuy last Friday and Sunday, which of course was the first day of Hanukkah. Police investigating all of that. We also spoke with Scott Richmond of the Anti-Defamation League about these incidents. He calls them hate crimes that are sparking fear in the community.
All attacks of bias of this nature, of hate crimes, it affects the entire community. It's not just about the victim, but anybody who is a member of that community is scared when this happens. This makes people who are visibly Jewish in some way afraid to walk the streets.
Now, in connection with the attacks on the children, the ADL is offering a $10,000 reward. And there's been an arrest in Monday's attempted abduction of a 12-year-old girl in Brooklyn. 36-year-old Verlin Thomas of Queens now in custody. This happened about 2:30 Monday afternoon near Essex and Dumont in East New York. As a child was walking home from school, the man pulled up in his car and told the girl to get in. At the same time, was performing a lewd act inside the car. The girl ran to a nearby deli. A customer there called 911. Police using video surveillance to track down the car. And now they have Thomas as well. Looks like the weather will cooperate. Of course, Santa's going to be there, along with thousands of spectators to see the lighting of the Rockefeller Center tree tonight. A lot of the world actually watches this, of course, here in New York City on TV. This year's tree did not come from the tri-state area. The 79-foot, 80-year-old Norway spruce came all the way from Maryland, actually about 150 miles away. Now, of course, there's going to be some traffic issues in Midtown starting later on this afternoon, well into tonight. So stay with 1010 Winds for ways to get around. And of course, the tree lighting itself. It's a fun night. Our live coverage begins here at 1010 Winds at 5 p.m. this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.